fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news, here with the other guy on the other side.
Dan Dugan here on WGRN 94.1. It's good to be back. We've got a special guest tonight, right, Bob?
We do indeed. State Rep. Bernadine Kennedy Kent. Someone go and check and see if the police are outside.
A disruptor.
A woman demanding justice, and she's out on the campaign trail. How are things going, Honorable State Rep.?
Things are going great on the campaign trail. I got through the primary, and that's usually the hard part. And 85% Democrat district. Thank you all Democrats out there.
Yeah.
So it's looking good for November 6th for me.
And what are the issues that you're running on stressing this year?
Well, I definitely am stressing criminal justice because I'm right now trying to get some justice and see if our police members of our police department can be held accountable for covering up the physical and sexual assault of children. And I'm, of course, working on health care because I think that's a big problem where looks like we have to choose between life and death if we can't afford to pay for these medicines. And it's quite shocking to me. And matter of fact, one of my husband's medicines, he told me cost $400-something. I was like, really? And it was just amazing. And now, you know, our young children, I don't know if it's the foods and or the things they're eating today, but they are coming up with kinds of illnesses that are costing a lot for these parents. So we have to change our healthcare system, and we have to include everyone. And it can't be about how much you make.
Yep.
So we're dealing with the police question. Did it surprise you at all that the FBI is investigating the vice squad of the Columbus Police?
Not at all. Not at all.
About time.
Well, yeah, because they just had the three guys. They had just had the three guys that were paying the prostitutes, and one of them got prosecuted and lost his job. But the other two were allowed to remain on their job. In fact, I got one of the cases. I ordered one of the cases. And the alleged prostitute, she said that the cop had been coming around to her since she was 15 years old. And when she took her lie detector test, according to the files, it came back that she was telling the truth. Everyone had recommended that the officer take a lie detector test too, but they were told by Chief Jacobs that no, they're not going to do that. So he was allowed to keep his job, but it's really quite crazy that you have cops actually prostituting out there where they arrest people for that, and they get to keep their jobs. It's quite insane. So I really wasn't surprised when I saw that, because once you allow people to just keep their jobs for doing that, then what do you expect? That just emboldens officers to, like, well, hey, we can keep our jobs as long as we pay for the prostitution when we're off our jobs.
So he was essentially pimping then, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, we had the prostitute from the west side there who ended up being shot, what was it, 7 times?
Eight
times, okay. I was giving him the benefit of a doubt there. 8 times, and supposedly stabbed him. Unmarked car, you know, had her parked where she couldn't get out of the car. And now another one has turned up, reputed to be from the west side up in Upper Arlington, where the body was burnt when the vice squad is, again, under investigation by the FBI. It sounds like women that are caught up in prostitution are being shook down for money or sex or most likely both.
Mm-hmm. Correct, correct. Yeah. And that's what happens to the disenfranchised group. Mac, one of the women spoke at the city council. It was just horror stories, you know, with regard to the way they're being treated. And that's what they know. They know that the disenfranchised groups, that you can taint them, and they don't feel like people will have empathy for them, so they can do whatever they want with them. And people, you know, just believe the police officers and, you know, I'm sure the majority of them are, you know, professional and want to serve the people, but you really have to get rid of the bad cops.
And you're saying some of that problem of getting rid of the bad cops is the chief, perhaps, herself.
Yeah, definitely her.
Right. Well, explain that perspective to our listeners.
Well, you know, I started in 2013, and I reported the alleged abuse, sexual and physical abuse of children, and one of the cops, we happened to get him in a deposition because they weren't taking it, so we thought, okay, well, you know, we're going to sue here. That was the second one, Bob, and we went pro se, and we got one of the, at that time, he was the lieutenant over the family crime section. And he got on, you know, we did the video deposition. He was in court. He was under oath. I asked him about the child abuse reports. He said, all child abuse reports for you are going to my junk mail. He didn't, and I.
Wow.
Yeah. Really, when I first asked him, I said, do you know.
That's a straight up diss, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, it is. When I first asked him, I said, do you know what the emails that I'm sending you, what they contain? And his response was, I used to read them very diligently, but now they just go to my junk mail. So when I first heard it, I said, let me give him an opportunity. Maybe he doesn't understand what he's saying. So I said, you know,
what do we call that, trying to rehabilitate the witness on cross-examination? Must need to help the lad out.
I was trying to help the lad out.
You heard
said,
it wrong.
Yeah, maybe I just, like, he's in a court. You know, so
and you didn't want to say white boy, please.
Yeah, I didn't want to say white boy, please. And it was nothing but white boys in the room. And, except for my black husband. But so I read, you know, I said, well, you know, but so even if the emails are talking about child abuse and violence at the children situation that the children are still in, and he came right back, any emails coming for you are going to my junk mail. I was, well, oh, he said it. He really said it this time. Okay, well, we can just let that one go, and we can just move on from there. So after he said what he said, we just started sending everything to chief of police, and she sent him the junk mail, too.
But I'm thinking the follow-up question should have been, are there any other major felonies that are horrendous and immoral that you're also ignoring?
Yeah, right. That would have been good. That would have been good. Yeah. You're right. That would have been a good one.
Let's get that out.
But,
there,
you know, I always say, when someone, sometimes it's just hard to know how to respond when someone says something so shocking. It's so abnormal.
Right. No, not exactly.
You can't even.
Well, we've got a president.
The torturing of the elderly.
Yeah, and we've got a president that specializes in that,
right,
anyway.
Right,
just
right.
Says whatever.
Just says whatever.
The Saudis are very clever and talented people.
And yeah, so, you know,
particularly when it comes to deboning journalists. Oh, let's cut his body up.
Right. So that's, you know, so, but we finally got into the system, the chief of police and this guy, for the first time, April 23rd, and only because I brought the video excerpt for that video out. But was it interesting, we got an email last week from Public Records Request. And the police legal advisor, this is the way he described the video when he saw it for the first time. He says, I don't quite know where this came from, but what he's saying is troubling, odd, and stupid. That's the way he described it.
A triple crown. Threat.
Yeah.
Not just troubling.
Now let's cover it up.
Wow.
That's the next step. Now, how are we going to cover it up?
And stupid. A triple threat.
Right.
And that's what they proceeded to do. He has not, neither have chief of police or neither one of them have been investigated, even though the city attorney says he's getting engaged a special prosecutor. He sent it over, just one of them, just one of the videos. They're not doing anything with Chief Jacobs, but they're not saying she's no longer a suspect in a crime. But so they sent him over there, and then I get to see the contract with her with regard to what her scope is. And before she, anything happens, she must review to see if the statute limitation, review to see if the statute limitation has ran out to investigate him. Wow. Now, he's self-confessing, but she has to review. So I've been banging away and like, huh, this looks like a one-of-a-kind contract to me.
Timing.
Oh, right. But again, my aha moment, the first case we did is when you relate to me that after you told the police officer about the alleged child abuse, he let you know he could hook him up with some free popcorn at the South End Drive-In.
Yeah, he did. He did.
What a guy.
Extra butter.
He did say.
What the hell are you?
He did say, if you get the kids, if you're able to get the kids out of a situation, I'll hook you up with some free drive-in tickets and some popcorn. Because he was unable to do his job, so if I can make it happen. Wouldn't even report it into the system. It's pretty dangerous, I think. And you have an internal affairs system, and this is the only system that citizens can go to. I mean, there is no other system by which to report police misconduct. Yeah. So if that system is corrupt, really, what do you want me to do? That means that they can shoot my child down in the street, lie about it, and all is good. All is good. And I had a father come to me at the state house, and his child was about to fight a his apartment was broken into. Guy shot into the door, broke into his apartment. He started fighting him. He was able to the gun dropped, he picked it up, he was able to run out of the apartment, he ran out of the apartment, and the cop shot him.
Wow.
And the father said that someone said that the cop said, I think I shot the wrong person.
Right.
But instead of owning up to it, what they put in the report was that his son raised his arm up, pointed the gun at the cop, and that's why I shot him. And he said, you know, I understand that my son's gone, but it's the lie. It's the lie that eats at you, because I know my son would not have raised that gun up and pointed it at an officer.
Right.
Why couldn't they just take responsibility for it? And that's where it's just awful.
Mistakes happen.
Because usually the stories are so implausible. Like, then he staggered to the police car, stuck it under the seat, and filed off the ID number.
Right.
And when he fell, it was 100 yards from him because he bounced. It's like, what?
Right.
Dante Miller, there's been a long train of black males being shot,
right,
and all the witnesses are, no, he didn't have a gun, he's running like this, he got shot in the back.
Right.
The police are going, yes, he turned around, but you know, while he's running away for his life, he turned around and pointed a gun that was a BB gun, but it looked like a real gun.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why,
no,
at 13 years, he's running, what, you know, so like I said, they just make stuff up.
Right here in the All-American City, no less.
So. On WGRN.
That's the Green 94. Renaissance.
4.1. What is it, Mr.
The
Dugan?
Green Renaissance, or Renaissance.
And we have a Renaissance.
As you Americans say.
With us here.
There we go.
State Rep.
Absolutely.
Kennedy Kent.
Uh-huh.
Triple threat on other important issues like health care. So do you believe in universal health care?
Oh, yes. In fact, I co-sponsored it at the State House, and it was so great because when we gave our testimony after we were done, you know, the room was filled with people that supported it, so they started clapping. And I never had that happen on any of my testimonies before, so that was really great. Of course, it's a hard bill. It's a hard bill to sell. But if they really
because we can't be like the rest of the democratic world. Just because every other nation on earth can do it, there's no way we could do it.
Well, that's socialism, Bob. Come on.
Well, or as Eugene Debs, my great socialist hero, said, Christianity in action, Sermon on the Mount.
Right.
Yeah, if it smacks of socialism, it must be bad. And then you try to remind them.
And it's a money saver.
That's how we get libraries and cops. Right? Programs. But
single payer, it's a money saver. Saves us a ton on bureaucracy.
Well, the problem is, you know, when you have people with the nonprofit programs stealing, you know, like the No Child Left Behind tutoring fraud. I mean,
set up to lose. It's like you can't use any teacher and you can't use the public building, but you can use Dog Ink. Hours Club.
You can use a UPS store.
There's
you
an After Hours Club in the ghetto playing hardcore rap.
I mean.
Wait a second. You guys want to explain that? Tell that story?
A tutoring center.
Yeah, we found out that, you know, they were supposed to be tutoring children. They were getting federal dollars to tutor students that are economically disadvantaged and to close the gap between black and white students in math and reading. And they set this up and put a dollar sign on the students' heads. Was a mistake. This is how much money you can get for this
student.
Right. And that's what it happened. And once they realized they could get the money per student, we had a dog. We had dog. He came to the school board meeting, and James and I, this is when we knew and when we began to investigate. That was what the tutoring company was called, Dog.
Okay.
AWG. Now, all of them were like that. They all of them had these strange names that if I was a parent, I don't know how they would even choose
acronyms. Well, here's what upset people. You go there and it'd be like an after-hour club, but they didn't have any respect for organized crime and theft. they wouldn't even put like a chalkboard and a few desks, you know, somewhere in the picture window downstairs,
literally,
your husband, like, James Whitaker, chased him to a P.O. box or, you know, somewhere in when they used to have a massive Section 8 housing. Here's the corporate headquarters.
But Dog was
wanted his money. He just showed up at the school board meeting and said, "Where's my money?"
Dog came to the school board. Yeah. Now, part of the program is that the tutoring companies have to be financially sound.
Right.
Dog comes and testifies at the school board meeting, and he says, "Look, you gave me $15,000. I gave you the number 30, and you gave me $15,000, but that's not enough. I signed up another 20 kids, so I need more money. My wife is asking me, where's the money? My credit's bad. I tried to go to the bank. They wouldn't let me have any."
Yo, dog.
And I'm looking, James and I are looking like somebody's going to speak up, like the treasurer, the auditor.
It was hard out there for Dog.
You know, and so the school board president says, "You know, you sound like you've done everything you're supposed to do. You meet me out."
Except tutor children.
sound like Dog's a bounty hunter.
Yeah, right. So he says, meet him after the meeting, and we got the public records, and Dog got $48,000 a week after that, and altogether, Dog got, $274,000 in one year. And then we were chasing him down so tough, Dog decided to get out of the game. But after you get that much, he took his money and ran.
Well, I was going to the Y over on Woodland. I'm walking in, and there's people there, and they say, "You got any kids at school?" Why? And I go, "Well, because we can pay you to tutor your kids."
There you go.
You get $500, and we signed you up, you know, and it was $2,500 at the time. So they were going to pay me to tutor my kids, right?
And should've hooked
they
me
said,
up
just
with that.
"Just give us the kid's name, and we'll send you a check."
Yeah.
And I tried to grab those two kids passing by about 7.
Yeah, of course. Hey, kid, want to make some money?
But I'm thinking, so these are supposed to be disadvantaged
children.
Let me
tutor you.
Probably with single parents.
Yes.
Maybe not with an education background like you. And they were going to tutor their own kids. they would already be doing that for free if they could. The purpose was, I would think, to move professionals in there.
Right.
To tutor the children.
But they were tutoring.
Yeah, not to launder money and collect names and then, you know, pay off the parents to tutor the kids.
Then when the program, you know, we were able to get it. I mean, we pushed it all the way to the federal level. And so they closed it down in Ohio because Ohio was going to continue it. And so because they saw me on the news saying, well, the least they could do is audit the program. So the superintendent says, okay, we're going to audit the program. And he asked all the tutoring companies, there were about 300-something, and he asked all the tutoring companies to audit, and in order for them to do it next year, out of that 300-something, he only got 25 people that turned in their audits. And he realized they couldn't do it, so it got closed down in Ohio and 40 other states. But you knew it was all fraud because there was no outcry. There was no outcry from students, no outcry from the tutoring company.
Right. Silence. No, deafening silence.
Okay, got our money. We better just get out with the getting while the getting's good. And that is what stops people from, you know, trying to give money or being willing to give money because they say, hey, we gave them all their money. It didn't help.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why people, they just can't. Stealing is, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. It's really ridiculous.
But really, it was designed to, in a sense, steal because you couldn't use the public schools at night, right? So they wouldn't let the federal money, couldn't go to the public school, and you couldn't use substitute teachers who know how to teach and would need the money. So you're bringing in people
so they have to be amateurs.
Teaching, yeah.
Right.
right, exactly.
Wow.
Well, you know, I'd hate to call it. Well, Doug wasn't an amateur in all things. He can run a pretty good after-hours club.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the teachers union did try it. And they were able to use the school, but they couldn't. One thing I knew, the reason I knew it was fraud was their numbers, like 500, 1,000 kids. I'm in the system.
Yeah, everything.
I could barely get them to come downstairs. Right. 15 of them.
When I looked at it, I knew there was some problem because it was all in the same pen and same handwriting.
Right, that too. They were putting in. Cleveland had a school, 1,600 they had put down that they were tutoring. 1,600. That's a lot of money. That's like 3-point-something million. And no one, Yost decided when he realized his, you know, people he knew were getting that money, Yost didn't go after it anymore. He stopped.
So that's another reason to keep this woman in office is to save some of our public dollars from these people that continue, right?
All right. But she is a chronic complainer, are you not?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah,
well,
I'm a chronic
somebody
complainer.
Somebody got to be.
Yeah, that's how I got on the list the first time, you know, complaining about this No Child Behind money to the police. Like, what are you coming to us for? No, we're not doing that. So, they're like, and I kept complaining, and they said, okay, let's just throw her on the list, her and her husband. Hmm. And then when I started complaining about the child abuse, let's take her husband off and just keep her on the list. And the list, it's just like, come on. Yeah. They just want you to shut up, you know. They just want you to shut up.
Right, exactly. Yep. Don't need your troublemaker.
Well, again, there was an arrest, though. I mean, somebody did get charged in the at least one person here locally.
Yeah, and the other one fled the country, yeah. So they got two. And they found they had stole, you know, $800,000, but they claim they can't get the money back for the school system or get any of that money back. Now, what sense does that make? That's my disappointment.
Yeah.
So what are you hearing out there on the campaign trail these days? You've been at a bit of odds with your own party.
Yeah, I got kicked out of the Democratic caucus. Yeah, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You outlaw.
So you were you're not allowed to caucus with the Democrats?
No, I'm not. I'm not allowed to be in the room to find out what they think about bills and to have things on my own house website. So
no, I snuck in. They kept just saying, run it by Andy. What does that mean?
Well, oh, yeah. Right. Run it by him.
So are you not a Gintherite? Is that your problem? Are you
I didn't think I was not a Gintherite. I've always treated Mayor Ginther with respect whenever I see him out. But apparently, they felt that if I go after the police chief, I'm going after Mayor Ginther. They appear to be one and the same.
Uh-huh.
Two people on the outside. So,
yeah,
you know.
So you can't just you know, have an opinion that the police chief is not doing her job well.
No, I can't have that opinion. I've got to shut up about that. According to them, I said to my members, like, you guys aren't even from my city. What are you doing? You don't even live in the same city as me. why are you involved in this? This is ridiculous.
Yeah. They're going to make you go sit in the corner by yourself.
Right. Yeah. You go sit in the corner. And that's kind of how it feels. Like you're mm-hmm. But, you know, people, you still have people to speak to you and stuff. But it is. It's an uncomfortable feeling at times. But, you know, I feel sorry for, you know, my L.A. more than, you know, because I'm.
An L.A. legislative aide.
Yeah. Because they kicked her out, too. They kicked her out, too. For hanging around me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Thank God.
And, you know, when you're young like that.
Yeah,
it's not a good feeling.
Yeah, that can feel rough.
You know, I don't care at this age. It's like, you don't want to play with me, so
right.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. That's what I used to tell my older siblings when they're beating me up. You know, you're only doing this because I'm right. You know, so
you've been showing up a lot at city council. What's that about?
You know, that's where you get a chance to talk to them, and I will say that they have been putting pressure. To try to get some answers, but it's been difficult. I'm trying to find out exactly what they can do. I believe they can. I didn't realize, but they have subpoena power. Mm-hmm. So they really could do an investigation. So I'm trying to urge them to do that because Mitchell Brown told me, and the public safety director told me, the chief can do anything she wants. If she doesn't want the complaint into the system, she doesn't have to have the complaint in the system. If she doesn't want to have herself investigated, sure. She doesn't have to have herself investigated. And I was almost speechless. And I said, I don't think so. We pay our tax dollars, and for this internal affairs system, that's usually called fraud when you don't get the services that they say you're supposed to get.
And you're a state rep, and there's other citizens supporting you, and you have the right to expose the fact that the police chief wants to cover up rape.
Right, I have the right to do that.
So she has the right to cover it up, and you have the right and obligation to expose her.
Right, yeah.
Fine. You know, two can play this game. It's like, she has the sovereign right as the supreme poobah of the police to cover up rape complaints.
Right, that's basically
what we got the right to out her.
Right.
Chief
right.
Jacobs, what is wrong with you? Oh, any breaking news here in the last minute? We heard the pastors got together today.
Yes, the pastors got together today. Very concerned about the discrimination, really, of the officers, the black officers within the police department. They feel like they are trapped, and there's no one that can help them. So they had a rally today in front of the city on the steps of City mm-hmm. Hall. And the mayor's spokesperson said that they were protesters, and, you know,
hands on Chief Jacobs and shake the demons out of her.
Yeah, I thought that was so odd. He called them protesters. Like,
bunch of radicals.
Yeah, they referred to them, that group.
Pastor protesters, yeah.
All right, well, looks like it's time to go.
Well, we've got our own radical Bernie, so continue to support her.
Bernadine Kennedy Kent, state rep. Thanks for being on the other side of the news.
Sure enough, Dan Dugan and Bob, we're out. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1, LPFM, The Green Renaissance.